Germany, Europe's economic powerhouse, is holding a national election today to vote for a government that, for the first time in 16 years, won't be led by Angela Merkel. And it's far from clear who will win. Let's cross live to Berlin now and our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
Good afternoon, Gavin. Yeah, voters have been out in force since early this morning, voting across Germany for this momentous election. It is, as you say, the first time Angela Merkel is not running, so that marks a watershed moment for German politics and its post-war history. And because of the way she was able to dominate the centre ground for so long, her departure means a lot of voters are moving back, perhaps, to their natural homes, or are still undecided. So that's why this election has been very difficult to call. The latest opinion polls put the Social Democrats, the centre-left, narrowly in front. But a lot of voters are really talking about change. And I was struck by that when I spoke to voters this morning at Charlottenburg, a suburb of Berlin. Let's hear what they were saying this morning after they voted.
We really need change for families and for education. We need somebody who represents us and who speaks for our interests, also for women, for equality, and also for the migrant population. And we need more diversity in Germany in education, but also in the whole public sector.
Have you decided who might represent those views?
Yes, I do. And I really hope for change.
That there's a change. That's my most important point, you know. 16 years was more than enough.
Have you decided who you'll vote for?
Oh, definitely. Look at my bag. Olaf Scholz. Definitely, you know. He's the one capable of bringing the country forward, you know. We've been stagnating. I frankly don't understand why Merkel is so popular all over the world. She has been a moderator, nothing else, not a leader.
I think climate change, we need to completely transform our economy, the way we live, the way we work, and that's what this election is about in the end for me.
A lot of people are talking about Angela Merkel departing and what that will mean. Do you think that's also a big issue for this election?
It is, because it opens up the possibility for change. I think people just voted for her because she promised stability, and now it's a much more open election. And a lot more possibility for actually changing the direction of this country. Because in the end, Angela Merkel, while she provided that kind of stability, she also didn't tackle the big issues.
Who do you think is best placed then to tackle those issues, if you can tell me who you voted for?
I think overall the Greens probably have the best program for dealing with these challenges.
Well, that was one voter this morning at Charlottenburg. I should point out that the middle lady there we just heard from, her bag was red, so an indication that she's voting for the left. And she did say Olaf Scholz, he's the candidate for the Social Democrats on the centre-left. So big expectations for the SPD. This could be their first victory in around 20 years. But again, a little bit too difficult to call. The polls were quite narrow there on Friday. So we'll wait to hear around 5 o'clock Irish time when the exit polls come out.
Who is likely to be Germany's next Chancellor, Tony?
Well, you know, if you relied on the polls from the last couple of weeks, there was a very significant surge in support for the SPD under Olaf Scholz. So he's the man who's tipped as being the most likely candidate for Chancellor. There's still an outside chance that Armin Laschet, who's the candidate for the CDU, Christian Democrats, he could pull off a surprise, but he's had a pretty dismal campaign. Angela Merkel was actually quite lukewarm in her support for him. So he's now seen as representative of a party that's been in power for too long, that has run out of ideas. So that's why the spotlight has fallen on Olaf Scholz. He's the former mayor of Hamburg, very successful in Hamburg in dealing with the housing problem there. He's been a very competent and well-liked finance minister in the outgoing Grand Coalition, and he has self-consciously presented himself as a kind of a continuity Merkel-like candidate, calm, competent, steady, someone who can carry her mantle as the next German Chancellor.
Tony Connolly in Berlin, thank you.